Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, powered by Wellwood Communications. It's been an exciting week as we build up to the Into Cup doubleheader with Leuven Frankfurt and the first appearance of John Tripp's Brayhead Clan on home ice. To keep the feel-good factor going, we're going to talk to the latest signing for the Clan, Swedish player Christopher Björklund, who played for much of last season with Sheffield Steelers. He arrives from Allsvenskan side Mora, where he finished 2016-17, and the first thing I asked him was if his previous experience of the Elite League helped in his decision to sign for Brayhead.
It was a part of it. I know what I'm getting at Brayhead, and I talked a lot to the goalie there last year, Sykowski.
Yeah.
And he told me some good things about Brayhead.
Now, for anyone that maybe didn't see you in action for Sheffield last season, what is it you bring to the team on and off the ice?
I try to bring a solid two-way game, good skating and passing ability.
Now, you left Sheffield in February. You returned to Sweden and to play for Mora. So, coming back to the Elite League, was it worth... Did you take the time to think about it, or was it something you were quite keen to do again?
No, it was... After this season, I took a long thinking what I wanted to do, and then Garrett called me a couple of times, and then time went on, and then I finally decided that Brayhead could be a good place to go.
And are you looking forward to returning to Sheffield at some point this season?
Yeah, it's going to be. I hope we play at the arena, because that's going to be fun.
It sure is. Now, what do you recall of your experiences at Brayhead as an opposition player last year? What did you make of the arena and the fans and the general atmosphere?
I remember that it's one of the team who have a great arena and fans who support the team. And I know there's almost sold out house there every time. So that is exciting.
And as an opposition player, can that be intimidating for you?
No, that is, I can only speak for myself, but that is what gets me going when there's a lot of people there screaming and shouting.
Very loud. And Sheffield's like that as well, isn't it? In a full house when you get a big game that the crowd are really on top of you.
Yeah. That's when you get those extra percentage shout.
Now, Zach Fitzgerald is, of course, an old teammate of yours at the Steelers. He played for Brayhead before. Was he someone you spoke to when you were thinking over this move?
No, I pretty much only talked to Sykowski, because I played with him before, so I knew him pretty well.
It's good to hear that he said a lot about the club as well. He must have enjoyed his time at the club.
Yeah, I think so. My wife talked to his wife, and she said that it was a good place too, so I'm excited to come.
Now, a few of the other players coming in have spoken highly of the coach, John Tripp, and their early dealings with him. You know, he's been sorting out deals and things like that. What sort of impression did he leave on you after speaking to him?
I feel like he's a young coach that he wants to progress. He's just not one of those coaches who let year by year go on and doesn't make any improvement. I feel like he is the guy who want to be better, and that is a kind of coach I want to play for. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
And does that really speak to you when you hear a coach talking like that? That, you know, the way they put forward a plan to you. Does that really resonate with you?
Yeah, that is the thing you want to hear. And I have some experience from. We had a coach in Mora who was. He's only coached for 3 years, and he is the best coach I've had. So, I like that he is just coming from the game. He knows how it is on the ice, and he understands all the situations better than some of the coaches who's not played in a lot of years. So I think that is an advantage.
And how does the Elite League compare with the Allsvenskan, where a lot of your experience comes from?
I think there's a lot of skilled guys in the Elite League. It's the pace that is the difference. In Sweden, it's all about the speed. Skating, skating, skating. So that is the biggest difference.
And of course, the new season is very near upon us now. Are you excited to get underway and hit the ice for Brayhead Clan?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I just want to come. So I hope it's going to be a good season for us.
That's Christopher Bjorklund, the latest signing for Brayhead Clan, and we look forward to seeing him at the club. That's all from this edition of Clan Radio. We'll be back this weekend with reaction from the games against Leuven Frankfurt as we get to see how the Clan shape up ahead of the new season. Tickets are available for the games, so get yourself onto the website brayheadclan.com to buy yours today. Also, check out the website for the latest news on the club, or alternatively, check us out on social media by liking our official Facebook page or following at Brayhead Clan on Twitter. We'll see you this weekend. Bye for now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.